Great A's. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Here we go, you lovey, lovey-dovey, rubby-in-the-dark fellas. Everybody happy Love Day, happy Valentine's weekend.
Yeah, we're recording this on St. Valentine's Day. You might be listening to it when it's all over, so you may, I don't know, maybe you've had your heart broken, or maybe you've been loved up and you're still basking in the afterglow of who knows what.
Or maybe you're one of those people that says, I should have put a load of bollocks, I hate it.
Or maybe one of those people that we spoke about actually on Friday's show, about people who end up in A&E because they thought, well, it's Valentine's, I think I might get a bit fruity.
Ah, that was our story of the week, I think. We found that these love facts, you know, are related not just to the day, but just because of the season that was in it. And apparently, 11,000 people a year, right? 11,000 people every year end up in A&E with sexual related injuries, having tried a new position that maybe didn't end well, unless that was what you were after.
Put me to the hospital.
That'd be a weird kink to have.
Wouldn't it, yeah?
I love having this type of sex that makes you end up in hospital.
Yeah, yeah. If I don't need an ambulance after it, I'm not into it. But I suppose everybody has their thing.
The same thing about
11,000.
It's all very well now.
That's not in Dublin, by the way. That's worldwide.
If you were doing something I don't know, whatever it is, you're hanging out with the ceiling or jumping out of your wardrobe, whatever you're doing, right?
Jumping out of your pants.
If you end up like, I don't know, spraining your leg or something, that's one thing. You go in and you get, you know, treated in a hospital and they, you know, nobody asks any funny questions.
But yeah, how'd that happen? That's it. Yeah.
If you've a sprained willy or something, you know what I mean? Or
I know.
If it's all pointing in the wrong direction or whatever. It's a bit harder to explain.
Yeah,
how'd
that happen? Well, I was putting on my shoes and I thought, you know, I would try and hang one off the hook that was available at the time. And that's the thing, isn't it? You shouldn't have to feel bad about it. You should just be able to say it. I mean, it's the most normal thing in the world.
If your willy's pointing in the wrong direction,
Should be normal. You just go in and say, come here, listen, me and the missus, it was, you know yourself, we thought we tried it in the shower, we never did before. I'm after standing on a bar of soap and and you know yourself, how things are. And I used a bit too much lube, I fell all the way down the stairs and everything.
I'll tell you what happened. I got knocked down.
Really?
How'd you manage to get knocked down? Well, that's what happened. I slid out down the stairs. I went straight out the front door and right into the road, and I got knocked down by a bus.
Down the front garden and all, 150 yards. Knock two dogs out of the way.
That stuff's powerful.
That stuff is mad.
Powerful it is.
I got super slick because I thought it was a... But so there you go. That's what happens.
Remember we had that story before about the hospital stuff where people show up with hospitals where, let's just say, unusual things.
Well,
everyday items actually kind of end up in people.
Well, it was the man. Was it a man turned up? What was it that was in there? He turned up and he said he had belly aches, and they were there, whatever, they couldn't get to the bottom of it. So they sent him for an X-ray, and there was a fucking pear or something, or an eel, was it?
And a lemon.
And that's right. They took the eel out, and he says, "I'm still not great." And they found a lemon as well. And they said, "How did that get in there?" And he goes, "Honestly, I have no idea," he says.
Exactly.
I haven't a clue.
It's like the lad.
They're like, nothing. You have no idea. No. And then, yeah.
Remember the lad who ended up with the sauce bottle and he said he fell on it.
He said fell on it from a height, yeah.
Fell on the sauce bottle and went.
Well, through his trousers and all. Yeah. And they were asking where his trousers were. He says, I thought there was no point in wearing them.
The sauce bottle had a bit of... was wearing protection, if you know what I mean.
That happens all the time. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I remember now. It's like, why was the rubber Johnny on the sauce bottle? He said, I don't know. So who did that?
It must have been like that in the shop when I got it.
It's such a weird series of coincidences. Yeah, that's right.
So listen, if you're hearing this in time, be careful out there, people, right? You don't want to end up with an ailment that's a little bit difficult to explain.
Although, you know, not to say you shouldn't have a risk, take risks either. Although, you know, you get to a point in your life, you get to a point in your relationship, maybe some people do, they get to a certain stage and you have three positions. So you go, right, we'll use them. That's what we have, right? We'll stick to them. And that's what we'll do.
Yeah.
Depending on the mood now, you know, you do a flip, a cuddle and a torn or whatever it is. And then you might get to a stage where one person says, come here, do you want to try? It's also a little different. And then it's always, it's never.
I'm at the buying this Chilbert Super Slick.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure what it's for.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're meant to oil the doors with it or if we use it, but you know yourself.
Now, I'm after spilling a load of it in the front driveway and everything. So don't fall, you hit a bus.
Yeah, yeah. About 8 people have slipped.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And then you said, and that's the thing. When you introduce something like that, it's rarely, I think, accepted completely open. There's an element of, can I talk to you? Can I say something to you?
Here, you see, that's all very well.
It's always, where did you see that?
Yeah. You see? And that's the thing they say. This thing, I know you should be
open. Who told you about that? Did Jim tell you about that? I'm going, yes. No, he didn't.
They do that thing about, you know, discuss it openly and just, you know, say, look, I'd like to do it a bit.
Yeah.
And that's all very well. And they make it sound like somebody will go, oh, right, okay, well, you know, and all that. But what happens if they turn around and go, you dirty pervert.
Yeah, and even if it's something normal, would you just wear a different pair of pants or something?
Why? What's wrong with these? Well, my mother gave me these.
Well, that's, there's nothing wrong with them. I love you, man. But it's just not a turn on. You know, it's just not at all. You know.
It's a lot more, you know, and especially in an Irish context.
It is.
We still have a little bit of a hangover of the old Irishness in that.
Definitely do. 100%. Someone's new.
I mean, I'll have to go to confession if we do that.
And that's it, isn't it? Because in Ireland, everybody presumes if something new is introduced, they presume that means the person is saying everything was wrong to that point.
Yes.
So someone comes in with a studded belt and goes, you wouldn't give us a few cracks of that across the arse. And they'd be like, oh. So all the time you haven't got cracked across the ass.
Yeah.
You didn't like it.
You're basically saying I was rubbish.
No, you're saying that's brilliant. I'm just wondering if you can add this in as well.
Yeah.
You know
what it turns
it's
into?
Like, but I love the burger, but sometimes I want the chips as well.
Yeah.
It's just adding more to it. But it's always, so it's not good enough.
Do you know what it's like the equivalent of, and you used to always say it, remember we used to slag off Dr. Phil?
Yes.
You know the thing where he'd be doing this thing and the one you always thing was like, yeah. You say, I don't like coffee. I don't like coffee. She hears, I hate everything about you.
Yeah. That's it. That's what he used to do all the time. Yeah. What you say is this, what she hears is this. You go, I've no control over
that.
What
am I supposed to do?
You know, I can't cover all the bases. I can't say, I have something to say. But before I say it, what I'm not saying is. You can't do that. That's not natural conversation.
Yeah.
All you can do is say, listen to the words and the context. And please take it at face value, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't run deeper than what I'm about to say. It doesn't.
Exactly.
It doesn't run deep a lot, but it'll always be, oh, does it not?
Yeah. No.
Well, where'd you hear it? I hope you weren't up there now in the pub telling everyone about what we'll be doing when we're riding and everything. And you're like, I wasn't. This is all just me. This is just something I would like to try.
Yeah.
Uniquely with you, actually, this is a thing that no one else is involved in at the moment.
Yeah.
But the question is, can they all be involved? Imagine.
Yeah. But now that you mention it, would you mind if everybody from the pub came down?
Yeah. It's just they'll be here at 6. And that's the thing. Like you said, there is, no matter who you are now, there is still some element of that Catholic catch up where you think,
I don't care
what anyone else does until you hear they're doing it.
Even before you get that far, there's still the other kind of catch 22 as well, isn't there? Of the kind of, you know, what the presents, be it card or flowers or chocolates or something more or whatever.
Yeah.
Is the idea of, you know, when you've been together for a long time.
Yes.
And the you get to the stage where it's like, it's a bit like, almost a bit like the way the Christmas presents be with, you know, kind of, what will I get you for Christmas? Ah, don't be buying anything for me. Sure, look at you at my age. I don't want anything.
You're like,
so you get
enough.
That thing. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You get that thing where in relationship a long time and you go like, so do you want a card or anything or, you know, do you want to go out or anything? Nah, no, sure, look at this. No, not at all. Sure, look at our age. My God, what would you want that for?
Yeah, yeah.
And then no card arrives. And then suddenly it's very quiet in the house.
What's wrong with you? On this coincidental day that you're in a bad mood. And that's why I always flip it now.
Yeah.
That's why this is my move now, right? Do you want that for Valentine's Day?
No.
Oh, well, I do.
Great.
That's what I do now.
Okay.
I do. I want something. So there you go.
So
I do. I'd like
something. So then do you
And
not
then the
buy?
Rules have changed. The rules have changed.
Right.
Not much, but I would like something. Maybe a bottle of whiskey or chocolates or a new t-shirt and a card. I would like that. And then...
God, you're a bit,
and then I have to go... And that
you're a
means,
bit expensive, aren't you? Bottles of whiskey and everything.
Or a holiday. Or a new motorbike. Whatever's handy.
Yeah, depending on which shop you're near at the
time. Yeah, I'm not asking you to go in and get, you know... Don Farignon. Well, that's not... That's,
Don Farignon. Who the fuck is Don Farignon?
He's the champagne whiskey man of France.
Oh, right. Farignon.
Don Farignon.
My God.
But that way... Hey,
I got you this bottle of champagne. Yeah. That's unusual. Is it Don Perignon?
No,
it's Don Farignon. Is that knockoff champagne? No, it's not that. It's champagne.
Yeah.
It's just not from France.
This is super fancy. It's not even fizzy or anything.
Yeah, this is the gluten-free one.
Yeah, they didn't even put this through the soda stream.
Yeah.
But that's it. So then you set a new standard so you can't get in trouble. That's my move. That's how I get away with it now.
Yeah.
You know, will we not get each other something for Christmas? No, I think we should. Yeah. I'm getting you.
Yeah, but does that
this,
not put it on you then to have to do it?
No, I don't care.
You just don't do it for them anyway.
Whatever. I'll get around. When I'm in town next week. You know, yeah. But,
right.
but it just means that you don't have that because I always hated that, you know.
The not knowing.
That not knowing. What are we doing? How much are we spending? What's going on?
Right.
So I just say, do you know what? I'd like something for 100 quid. That's what I'd like.
Bloody hell, you are expensive.
Yes, I am, actually.
You wouldn't just say to her, just give us a tenner now and we'll call it quits.
Imagine. Two tenners, swap tenners. A revolution tenner.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. With a love heart stuck on it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you want something for Valentine's? Yeah, I was thinking actually I might get some. I'll get some new jeans actually. Great. Okay, there's a few quid. Go and buy yourself something nice.
Are you serious?
Are you not going to buy it from me? No. You know the size.
There you go. I wouldn't know.
Buy yourself something nice.
No,
keep
the
change.
I'd be buying extra large in case I grow into them and all.
What a bloody minefield.
Oh yeah, but that is it, isn't it? And everything's a minefield. Birthdays are it's not. There's something about this day. Because this day is one of those fake holidays, isn't it? It's one of those completely manufactured just to make people spend money holidays.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
Hallmark day kind of
Hallmark
stuff.
Holiday. You do to some degree it's sort of infectious. And it's one of those it's a shit bag of a holiday. Because if it is, isn't
there's
it?
There's no holiday. That's the holiday. That's the shit bag.
That's a
part.
Huge part.
If you've got the day off, at least to be a start.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's a shit bag holiday. Like Christmas, if you're not with anyone, if you have nothing to do, if there's nowhere to go, then it's actually a pain in the hole to even do something for yourself. You go to the cinema, it's full of shitbag couples. If you go to the pub, it's full of wankers catching up. If you go you can't get a bit of food. Every table is booked out. They're doing all the specials. You can't just go in for a burger and chips for one. They don't want you there. They'll be rushing you out.
Yeah.
That's two seats, you know.
You're
in the way. You know, you can't do those things. All you can do is just sit at home looking at your bottle of Don Farignon, feeling like shit.
Looking at your bottle of Don Farignon, wondering whether to drink it or to splash it on your face after you've had a shave.
Yeah, thinking, I wish I had the chance to get a sex injury that would send me to the A&E, where at least I could talk to someone.
Yeah, faking a sex injury, going to your local A&E, because you're so lonely on Valentine's Day, that you go in and pretend that you hurt yourself while trying some new riding position.
What happened? I was with my girlfriend. Is she here now? No, she's also injured and can't make it. We'll send an ambulance. Don't send an ambulance.
Yeah.
It's like that old joke. There used to be, what was his name? I can't remember the comedian's name, but he used to have this great joke where he says, I joined the Mile High Club, except I was on the train on my own.
Imagine if you were in an A&E and you ended up having a conversation with somebody like that.
Imagine, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Whole load of them.
What happened to you? Oh, just football. I was training. What happened to you? Oh, stop. I slid down my bathroom, down the stairs and out into the road.
I slid down the banisters and the bottom ball on the end of it. Anyway, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Wow.
It took me a while. That staircase, it's not part of the hospital. It's part of the injury.
Yeah. I was thinking there was no other chairs like that in this hospital. That's mine. I brought it from home.
Sorry,
I say I brought it. I didn't really have a choice.
No choice. It's not the emergency exit if you're looking for it. I don't know where that is. I wouldn't fit through it anyway.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
A lot of people put a lot of effort into trying to get rid of bad habits.
Yeah.
You know, trying to give up things that they think are Well, I mean, just not the done thing.
Yeah, great news for Jim in the papers today, because apparently loads of filthy habits are actually quite good for you.
How very dare you?
Not just loads of things I would imagine you enjoy to exceptional degrees when you're...
Like what, for example?
Being lazy. Believe it or not, they say being lazy in your sort of, you know, wow. Your layaboutery. You know, Jim loves laying about. He's a layabout.
So me being lazy. This is you.
Good for you.
This is you now.
Yes, yeah.
You.
Yes.
Saying about me being lazy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
I have a very active day when I'm doing what I want to do. Where you, as you come in, you go flat out on things. You know, working to carry the two of us.
But anyway, so
and
what?
It takes him 18 hours a day to recover after he's dealt with this.
So, a bit of laziness, a bit of kind of not doing a lot is good for you.
They actually say it can make you live longer, believe it or not.
I'm all for that.
Yeah, yeah. Concluded, like, your laid back approach to life, your approach to exercise and activities, the fact that you behave essentially like animals that went extinct millions of years ago, but they used to have great long lives, you know.
Yeah.
There's breaking wind. Having an old fart is apparently very, very good for your gut health. The average person, they say, does an old toot about 25 times. 35 times a day, is it?
Wow.
25 times a day. Jim, 35 times a day. 25 times a day.
Again. That's you saying that to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's good job the Nova Nation know the true story.
Well,
but anyway.
In fairness, Jim lives at such altitude that when he comes down from the hills and Redwood, the pressure changes.
Decompression.
There's only one way I can go.
You'd have to, otherwise you'd end up with the bends.
You would. You definitely would. And it's very good for your gut health.
Right.
You know, and the pressure coming out, no matter what end it says, the pressure comes out. It's actually pretty good for you, you know? And then swearing, there's something Jim's really good at. Swearing.
This is
great
extraordinary.
For stress relief.
Again, when it comes to foul language, you saying it to me.
Yeah, will you shut up for a minute and let me talk?
This is classic, whatever you call it. Classic kind of a deflection.
God, I can't get a word in with this. Wow, this woolly back to pop it up a snowman. Throwing his horn in.
Wow.
But they say it's really good for stress relief. It's cathartic. You know the way they said years ago that physical sort of aggression was cathartic? But it turns out it isn't. It actually isn't, you know. Punching things and throwing things around. It just makes you more angry.
Right.
But apparently swearing on a milder level is quite good for you, you know.
Yeah. God, you must be, based on all that I've heard so far, you must be, why aren't you the absolute pinnacle of health?
Going to live forever.
If lazy, farting, swearing individuals are, you know, the healthiest among us, you must be.
That's not, and it doesn't end there. Picking your nose and all is in there. Skipping showers. My God, you are going to live forever.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Turns out, humans aren't the only kind of picky people when it comes to food, you know.
This is amazing. There's a family of gorillas in Kyoto Zoo over in Japan, and they've learned how to order food on an iPad.
This is extraordinary.
It is, yeah.
I know really we are kind of, you know, evolved from the primates.
Well, some of us are. Some of us are still primates. Not pointing the finger at anyone. But some, you know, around.
So they're using an iPad to order their food to the zoo.
Yeah, so it's this thing they have, right? It's an iPad. They presented it to the gorillas. They're doing it for now 5 years. They've been working on it to try and see. It was actually started as an exercise of trust between gorillas and people, but it's ended up that there's a sequence of numbers that gorillas can put in, and the different sequence of numbers they put in, they get different foods, right? So it's complex enough. You have to get a certain sequence of numbers to get a certain food.
Like there's a code.
Yeah, it's
of
like
sorts.
A code, yeah, and that's how they do it. And you end up with food deliveries depending on what sequence of numbers you put in. It's like a Gorillaroo. Like Deliveroo, but for gorillas, right?
Yeah.
So Gorillaroo, jeepers, that's a great thing for Jim. Too big.
I knew this story was going to take a nasty turn. I didn't realise it would be this early.
Do you have bananas? Do you want it with them? No, just loads and loads of bananas. So that's what they do, and they figured it out. Now, here's the thing. Gorillas are really more like people than you think. The dodgy gorilla struggles the most with technology. And dodgy gorilla's like, I can't figure this out at all.
I wanted bamboo or something.
Yeah, Daddy Momotaro, he's bamboo. 24, and he's like, I, he puts in all the wrong numbers, doesn't get anything. Whereas the kids...
I never ordered that.
What the hell is that? That's a beef kung pao. I just wanted chicken balls. You know,
wow.
You know. So Daddy Momotaro he's getting it all wrong. He's not getting what he wants at all.
He has to get one of the kids in, does he, to order his grub?
Yeah, now the
give
young,
me one of those things I like.
Yeah, now the young lads, Gentaro and Kintaro, 13 and 6, they can do it no problem. They have a 70% success rate and then get their options that they want all the time. And the ma, Genki, she's 38, very good as well. Not a bother at the technology.
Right.
I just think that's so amazing that it mimics human so much.
And
you know,
what does it list, it like CGI, how many potential it? Choices there are?
Well, it's 10. There's 10 choices.
10, yeah, 10 different 10, choices. 10 different so they choices. Know the code sequence for 10 different choices.
It's an amazing.
Well, apart from the lad, obviously. Yeah. He keeps getting the wrong order.
Well, the dad, he keeps doing it wrong.
I mean, you know what's amazing wrong. About this? There's gorillas ordering food to a zoo in, you know, from their keepers in Kyoto.
Yeah.
I can't even get Deliveroo and Roundwood.
I know you can't.
Or Just Eat or anything.
And that's not the delivery. It's because Jim can't work out the numbers either. Jim's on Gorillaroo and Roundwood. Putting in, you know.
Oh, unbelievable.
Pizza.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. But I know what you mean. They can get all that delivered and up your way. Like, you can't get a delivery.
You can't even get a decent delivery. Yeah.
You've got two choices. They've 10. You've got two choices. I don't know, what, late night sandwiches and just plain chips or whatever it is they do in the countryside.
Wow.
And they'll bun burger or that. Yeah, they've more choices than you.
I tell you, man, it's the start.
Yeah, yeah.
Those Planet of the Apes movies are going to start looking like documentaries. I'm telling you.
I mean, I'm slagging you, but if I was sitting next to that gorilla, the both of us on the phone, how would you order chips? Neither of us would know. We'd be there. I don't know what. Is that a bun?
I want to get more bananas.
Why did they ever take the pictures off the menu? We'd be saying.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
I have a question for you, right?
Yeah.
It's a question for you and a question for the Nova Nation. Because this could be a classic case of misremembering, which I am guilty of a lot, misremembering.
Tell me about a story of my life.
But yesterday when we were talking, remember we had the big egg chat on the show yesterday?
Yeah.
The whole thing about the you know, the French chef saying the perfect way to...
He was saying 32 minutes is the exact time to boil. Yeah. Like, any shorter, you're just not doing it right.
And as a result of that conversation, one person texted in to say that they boil their eggs in the kettle.
Weird.
or
in the kettle, yeah.
Yeah, or their teapot or something, whatever it was.
Yeah, no, they boil them in the kettle, they said, yeah.
And the thing about it is, right, I was convinced that way back in the midst of time, somebody had said to me that that was bad for you. That the water that you boil eggs in...
is poison.
Well, it didn't quite go as far as
toxic.
Say poison.
It runs through you like a goose. Yeah, that's what I heard.
But that's what I'm wondering. Is that a thing? That
I don't know.
Egg water, so to speak...
is bad for you. Poison.
That, you know, if you were to... that you shouldn't be drinking it, you know, as in making tea with it or whatever.
I don't think you're supposed to boil... and by the way, what this woman said, right... she said she throws the eggs in the kettle and she boils them. And then that means, as far as she's concerned, the eggs are cooked at the same time that the water is boiled for her tea.
Yeah.
That's what she told us.
Yeah, so she'll take the eggs out, then use the water to...
for the tea.
For her tea.
And eat the eggs.
And I
think
was convinced
that woman
that
belongs she belongs somewhere where someone can have a good stern word to her, that's for sure. That's a crime.
I'm convinced that was... it's bad for you. That, you know, somebody had told me it's bad. Now, it could have been a spoof or I might be misremembering.
It sounds like
now
it's
there's
not good.
Some. There's Ronan has been on to say the water from boiled eggs cannot drink.
But she
cannot drink. There you go. So that's Ronan.
There's someone that's,
Ronan's probably done it now and it's affected
and
the speech patterns.
And if that's what's happened, now that's how they speak. Dan can't drink egg water. Don't. Yes, that's what happens. But she says she does it all the time. And then... you said that, I start Googling stuff. And this morning in the Mirror, there's a story about a woman who said to her husband, put the pasta on, I'm going to prepare and chop the vegetables and bits and pieces. And he threw all the pasta into the kettle and he boiled it in the kettle, right? And the same fella...
boiled it in the kettle?
The pasta. That's how he does pasta.
Because
he boils it in the kettle.
Because he didn't have a pot or the same reason that
no,
he's going to make
weird,
his tea as well.
He's like, we a woman yesterday who's still listening to us. A weirdo. And then she said the same fella boils his potatoes in the kettle as well.
Oh, for the love of God.
Yes.
This is getting as bad as that lunatic that made his fish in the dishwasher. Remember that lad?
That lad, he does salmon darns in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Says he saves energy and time. But when the dishwasher's dirty and it needs a load, he wraps a salmon darn in tinfoil, puts it into the dishwasher, runs the whole lot, then he has a clean plate and a cooked salmon darn.
I mean, I suppose at least he's not drinking the water off it. But doing your fish in your dishwasher...
Still bloody weird.
I'd like a fish washer, please.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you haven't done fish in a dishwasher. You haven't lived yet.
Oh, right. All the big chefs are doing it, you know.
It's very strange, isn't it?
Wow.
The way things that people do...
I mean...
And you know the way say people...
I know energy is expensive. And I know that, you know, and people are... The cost of living and everything. And I know if you can make efficiencies, but... There's some things.
I know, there's some
potatoes
things.
In your kettle and pasta and stuff is
and
a
that's
bit...
not even bringing into the fact that we've warned you before, and I'm going to warn you again, never use a kettle in a hotel. There's people washing their knickers and everything in them.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Happy Friday, and of course, happy Valentine's Day to you as well. Hopefully you're going to enjoy it, whatever you plan on doing, even if it means doing something alone. Because, as we said earlier on, loving yourself.
Loving yourself.
You're quite entitled to love yourself on this St. Valentine's Day.
It's very important. Really, really important. And there's not an ideal age. That's not the way to put it. How would I put it? There's an age, they say, that most people come to, and then that is the age where they accept themselves. They start to change. They start to look at themselves less critically. They look at themselves and they go, you know, for this age, I look good, and... I've always done my best, and I'm not a bad fella after all. And even though there might be wool all over me back and everything as a normal, maybe there's nothing too bad about that.
So you're saying that you finally start to accept yourself and love yourself at a particular age.
You start to embrace yourself with a bit more kindness.
So when does it arrive?
33.
Ah, 33. Here.
And if you don't do it by 33, it becomes more and more difficult as the years go by. Now, the only person I know that doesn't like Jim McCabe is a man whose name is Jim McCabe. And I think
33.
This makes things a little harder
Jim
McCabe to, you know,
what
to come to.
What news to break to me on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, they say, I tell you, about 32% of people have stopped caring altogether what people think of them. About 32%. And 54% now prioritise their own comfort over the comfort of other people in conversation or in social settings. And
I hear. By 33?
By 33, yeah. 52% would go as far as saying, I'm now living a low-maintenance lifestyle, not just for me, but also for the people around me. Oh, my God. Can you imagine Whippy McCabe over here? He has to give himself 3 whips of a knotted rope before he even leaves the house. And then he'd be there saying, what's ever going on? Oh, I can't believe it. You know,
33 that's very young now to be suddenly deciding that you're a great old fella and you love yourself and all.
Yeah, well, now 88% of people at that age start or at least have turned around and to some degree.
Well, that's
though,
me all
I'm not
over.
That bad.
That's me all over
I'm
now.
Not that
couldn't
bad.
Even get into the 88%.
There's you.
Now,
there's Jim nearly in his 80s and he's walking around.
Is it any wonder I can't love myself when you come out with barbs like that on a constant basis? Constant stream of abuse.
I don't know. For a man whose bird's heart was made with the ashes of the fires of his house after the Brits burnt it down, I think you're doing wonderfully well. I think you look fantastic. As I said, everybody likes you except for you.
They don't know me, though.
They do. He said yesterday he had a moment. Someone gave him a compliment yesterday, right? Someone says, oh, hey, well, you met him, whatever, in a retail-like situation, which I won't mention the name of the shop because everybody will be embarrassed. But in a retail situation, and someone says, oh, I love the show and everything. So, gas, you know, put a face for name and everything. And he was
The part that made me uncomfortable was the, you know, you're the first celebrity we've had in today.
First celebrity we've had
today.
In today.
But anyway.
Today.
That, yeah. The reference to a celebrity was...
And he was there, oh, I can't wait, will you? Stop saying nice things. I'm not lying, will you? Shut up. That's what he said to her.
I didn't say that.
He did. He said, shut your hole, you. He said,
I did not say that. Just saying. It was just an uncomfortable kind of thing because I know I'm not and you're going to... No, don't stop, will you?
Stop it, no. He would have much preferred if he walked in and that woman says, we're closed and slapped him in the face. He would have said, I can live with that.
Wow.
I can live with that.
I'm sorry, but like I do, I'm struggling. 33 seems young to be kind of that You know, that totally comfortable in your own skin that
I agree.
You really start loving yourself.
This seems like a very optimistic side of thing. I don't really agree with it at all. I think you have to get to the point where you do realise you're in decay and you just don't care anymore. I do. I think you're
surely
right.
It comes later.
Surely it's later. I'm knocking on the door 50 now, April 18th, if anyone wants to send presents. I'm knocking on the door. And I know now, best case scenario, I'm halfway dead. That's the way it is. Half dead. Best case. Best case scenario, half dead. And at least a half of what's left is going to be pretty painful. So I have, with that foresight, decided I don't give a riddler's what anyone thinks. I don't think people at 33 can make that, though.
No.
Genuinely, because...
No. You have to. Surely you have to wait until your hips start giving you jip.
Your
ears are kind of doing different things.
Yes, or what just happened to me a minute ago, where I yawned really aggressively and something pinged in my leg and I nearly fell off the chair.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.